Moredown is where I was born, and initially my research centred on Moredown and the people of Moredown, and how it affected their lives in World War One. I was given the task of researching the names on the Moredown St John's Memorial to ascertain which of the men were men from Moredown and not Winton, because there was a distinct class barrier between Moredown and Winton in those days. 60 names were found to be Moredown men, and a further 10 I think I've found since then are Moredown men. These are men who would have fought alongside my grandfather, who was also in World War One. He'd been in Boer War. The difference being that he came home and they didn't. And I feel that I have to undertake this research as a debt of honour to him and all the men who didn't come back, and the families of Moredown and the town of Bournemouth, where I was born.
I mean, that's the thing as well. I mean, we forget that if you take so many men out of a town, it has such a huge impact on the community. I mean, have you managed to find out exactly what sort of impact it had?
Well, the women that were left behind, especially in an area like Moredown, which was a very small hamlet in those days, there weren't many opportunities for the women and the families that were left behind. Records show that one of the Moredown men, his widow was left with a pension of 29 shillings for herself and six children, and that's probably the equivalent of about £1.50 to bring up six children. So they didn't have the shops or chances to work in shops because they hadn't been built in Moredown. So they had to take in washing, they had to take in lodgers, just to make a living. And Bournemouth being a holiday town, there were still, during the war, lots of holiday visitors coming to the town. So the hotels wanted washing and laundry done, and they took in the laundry for the town to keep them going, really.
And your search now has broadened to the whole of Bournemouth as well. Tell me a bit about that.
Yes. When I was doing my research, we realised that there were 14 names of Moredown men that were not in our town's official book of remembrance. We have a war memorial, but it has no names on it. The only record is the book of remembrance that's held in the town hall. So I undertook a mission to get our 14 missing men put in the book of remembrance. Luckily, I met with the mayor at the time. He accepted my evidence and the 14 names were put into the book of remembrance. But it did bring up the fact that there are certainly a lot more names that could technically be added to our book of remembrance. And in fact, my research so far has proved that nearly 1,000 men from Bournemouth alone, and that's the areas of Bournemouth which include Charminster, Springbourne, there's about 1,000 names that really should be in our book of remembrance. So I have undertaken work to investigate and come up with a database of all the men of Bournemouth, whether they were living here or whether they were born here, so that we can commemorate them properly in the centenary year, because those men gave up their lives so that we have the life we have today. They didn't get a chance to, a lot of them, to marry, to have families, to go on holidays, to get careers. They gave that up, and often in dreadful circumstances. And if it wasn't for those men living and dying as they did, then we wouldn't be who we are today. And it is vital that we remember that for our tomorrows, they did give their today.